Weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. And it's our pleasure to have United States Congresswoman Harriet Hageman on the phone with us today to give us an update on what's happening in Congress and D.C. and also tell us about a town hall coming to Lincoln County. Good morning, Congresswoman. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you, Duke?
I'm doing well. Always a pleasure to have you on the air. I think we better start with this town hall that's happening in Alpine on Friday night. Tell us about it.
Well, yes, it is. And I am looking forward to getting up there to Alpine. I'm going to be doing a couple of different town halls over the next few days. It's going to be at 3 p.m. No, excuse me. That's the drive. Don't let me get confused. We're going to have the town hall at 5:30 at the Alpine Civic Center there on 121 Highway 89.
Perfect. And this is just a great opportunity for your constituents to get to hear from you. And then, of course, ask you questions. What are some of the main points of and topics, Congresswoman, that you'll be discussing at this town hall?
So when I ran for Congress, I made the promise that I would return to every county every year and do a town hall. I did all 23 town halls by the end of June last year, and I'm back at it for 2024. The big issue that so many people want to talk about and see if we can find a resolution for is obviously the open borders. People are terribly worried about what is going on, the invasion that they're seeing, and they have a lot of questions. And I have now made 3 visits to the border. My first one was approximately 1 year ago in February of 2023. And then the first part of January, I was down in Yuma, Arizona. In January, I was down in Eagle Pass, Texas, with about 70 other members of Congress. And then 2 weeks ago, I was down in the Tucson sector. So one of the things that I will talk about on Friday evening in Alpine is what my observations have been and what I can tell you about how things have changed just in the last year. The other thing that is important to people is the budget. What's going on? Or how are we going to fund the government? What are we going to do to get this debt under control? You've got questions about what's going on in the Ukraine, Israel. You know, it's a pretty broad area. And typically what I do is I speak for 15, 20, 25 minutes, kind of giving an overview of what's happened in the last year. And then I open it up to questions.
Excellent. So again, this town hall happening in Alpine at the Civic Center Friday night, 5:30, with Congresswoman Harriet Hageman, U.S. Representative from Wyoming. Congresswoman, let's touch on some of those items that you detailed a moment ago as well, including the border crisis. This is something we discussed with our listeners earlier this week, actually, when it comes to the southern border. Having been there and having seen how things are transpiring, what do you see as a couple solutions and options?
We got to close the border, and we can do that. Joe Biden has all the power in the world to do that. But what's happening is that this is an intentional invasion, and it's very obvious when you go down there. Going down and meeting with folks who work for the Border Patrol, local sheriff's department, the mayors, the community leaders, the ranchers, the farmers, it's absolutely heartbreaking. A year ago, I said it was a crisis when I was in Yuma. It's no longer a crisis. It is a catastrophe of just absolutely magnificent proportions. It is an incredible humanitarian crisis. It is inhumane what we're doing, and there's so much dishonesty surrounding this entire issue. Just as one example being that you probably are hearing that as people are coming across that border, they're receiving notices to appear for their alleged asylum claims 8 to 10, 12 years down the road. Anybody who does not come through a port of entry is not even eligible for asylum. So what does that mean? Well, let's use the Tucson sector as an example. 2 years ago, the Tucson sector saw 70,000 people come through that area. This year, they're going to have over 800,000. None of those people who are coming through there are eligible for asylum. By definition, because they are coming in a non-port of entry, they are not even eligible for asylum. They can't apply for asylum. So, and then you've got the Biden administration out there saying, well, these people are entitled to asylum and we've got to be humane. This isn't humane. We're bringing people in. We're throwing them on the streets. The families are living on streets. We don't have the housing available. They don't have the housing available in Texas, in New York, in Chicago, in Wyoming, in LA, in Miami. The homelessness that I'm seeing as I travel around this country is just absolutely off the charts. And all of these things are interrelated. So when we went down to the Eagle Pass sector, for example, in the 2 days prior to us being there, they were processing about 5,000 people a day. When we were there, there were 165. In other words, the Biden administration called the cartels and said, don't send people through today. There's going to be a bunch of people from Congress. They can control this. They can stop it. They don't want to.
As Congresswoman Harriet Hageman this morning on the weekday wake up, Congresswoman, another item that's really important to our listeners in Lincoln County, of course, is energy production, and touch on the Biden administration and their policies and the impact they're having specifically on natural resources being used for energy production on the western side of Wyoming and around the state as a whole.
Well, that's another area where it's just absolute failed policy from top to bottom, and it's intentional. The way I put it is, what we're fighting against is government-imposed wretchedness. And so all of these things, again, are interrelated. Our prosperity in this country is related to affordable energy, affordable food, and affordable housing. And because of the policies of this administration, all three of those have suffered severe disruptions in the last 3 years. So I have been pushing back against the BLM pretty much nonstop ever since they announced the Rock Springs RMP and their efforts to try to implement Alternative B. So I'll talk in more detail about that and the work that we've done to stop the BLM from implementing Alternative B. I will also talk about the various bills that I have introduced to make sure that we are protecting our energy industry. H.R. 1 is the very best energy security bill ever passed out of Congress. That includes my Coal Act, which would require the Secretary of Interior to start actually processing coal permits and issuing coal permits. I have pushed back against the BLM's efforts to just basically stop grazing and energy development and recreation and things on our lands in Wyoming as well as across the country. You know, really, the affordable energy is so absolutely critical to a country's prosperity, and all you need to do is look around the world, and those countries that have abundance of energy do very well. And those either who do not, or because of failed UN policies and international policies, are not exploiting and using their resources, are really failed states. We have to make sure we protect the United States, make it through this administration, so that once we reclaim the White House, we are able to then go back and start producing our natural resources and our energy resources.
United States Congresswoman Harriet Hageman, representative for Wyoming, will be in Lincoln County Friday night at the Alpine Civic Center for a town hall meeting, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Congresswoman, certainly appreciate your time. We look forward to this town hall meeting. Anything we missed that you'd like to share with our listeners ahead of this meeting?
Well, I just hope that to see everyone there. I look forward to these. I've had two town halls so far this year, one in Cheyenne, one in Laramie, very well attended, great questions, and I'm looking forward to visiting with people in Western Wyoming.
Congresswoman Harriet Hageman this morning on the SVI Radio Network.